at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City. We can be reached at 772-283-4974.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Sometimes you gotta bust the move. Sometimes you gotta get tired of you. And shake all that stuff off of you. Shake that dust off and do something different. Amen. Do something that's going to ignite. Yeah. See, oftentimes, doing what's right, we want to do it just out of obedience. But sometimes there got to be more than just being obedient. You know, all right, I'm obedient. But you ain't got no passion. You know, sometimes obedience is just because it's obedience is not going to be the motivating force for you. And that's not that you're rebellious or anything. It's just, all right, I'm obedient. Sometimes God will allow some pain.
What you say?
Yeah. I feel like dancing right now. How many of pain will motivate you? Yeah. It's like when you get hungry. Hunger will drive you. You be looking for that restaurant or you at the market. So it's obedience. But that has to be a passion. And when you choose, I'm telling you, you enter a realm. Because there's opposition that will start. And that opposition is not going to take you out. That opposition is going to be the springboard. Man was made under pressure. You need some pressure. People think when you retire, it's all over. No, you need to refire. You need something motivating you. You need something to flex on. So you can go from where you're at to where God wants you to be. Amen. I don't think he ever wants us to stop moving until he takes us out of here. Hello? Tell somebody, don't you dare try to retire. Now, you might not be working a job, but don't you retire. Find out where your passion is and develop it and keep it moving. So, again, they started with making a choice. When they made the choice, they entered a realm because the favor of God was on them. I'm telling you, I saw this week. God showed it to me, and I would say it just blew me away. I said, uh-oh, it's about to get real. We know as believers that God does stuff. He's probably done stuff for you that you probably never told anybody. You know what I mean? Miraculous stuff. People probably wouldn't even believe it if you did tell them. But see, God's getting ready to now start showing off in front of folk. Help me, Holy Ghost. I tell you, I feel like that. I got fire in my feet right now. I feel like dancing because God is getting ready to show off some stuff because you've been locked into his kingdom. You've been serving him. He can trust you now. God said, I'm getting ready to show off some of my trophies. I'm getting ready to allow the sons to rise up. Get ready. Tell somebody, get ready. Tell you, that's fire there. So they entered the king's realm. They got audience with the king. They start hobnobbing. And out of all the ones that were there, the king found none like Daniel. They were eating pulse. None like Daniel and the other three Hebrews. I don't like their Chaldean name. Azariah, Mishael, and Hananiah. That's the name. That's the real name. See, folks try to label you, to change you, to bring you into a system, to limit you. But they couldn't be limited. So there we have it. That was the first thing. They were brought into the king's realm. You know, it's like you being around, and I'm just using this as an analogy, the being around people with poverty mentality all the time, talking about what they ain't got. You poor people always talking about people. Childhood. Yeah, I saw them too. Did you see them at the store the other day? I wonder who they think they are because they got that new car. Probably selling drugs to get it. Yeah, they say they go to church. You know, poor people, poor mentality. It's like crabs in a barrel. You know, one try to get out, another one, oh, you ain't going nowhere. Get back in here. We all poor. But see, it's a poor mentality. You're poor because you're poor in your mind. Amen. As a man thinketh. So while you're in that barrel with the mother crab, start thinking rich. And I'm not talking about just money. I'm talking about rich. Rich in mercy. Rich in love. Rich in God's grace. Rich in joy. Rich in peace. Rich in influence. I am going to be an influencer. I will have what my Bible says I have. I am healed by his stripes. Get away from them that's just always talking about the arthritis. Arthritis. My arthritis. Stop owning Arthur. Talk Bible. Talk the word of God. You'd be amazed. See, your tongue, Psalm 45, your tongue is a pen. That's what the psalmist said. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Your tongue is writing. Your tongue writes on your environment. Your tongue writes on your atmosphere. Your tongue also writes on your subconscious. It's writing letters there. It's writing stuff in your subconscious. And your subconscious is the real fella that dominates you. Your conscience has a part, but it's your subconscious that is the real you. Because there's a whole lot of stuff you would like to do, but until you get your subconscious in line, you ain't doing nothing. Paul said it in Romans chapter 7. He said, that which I do, I would not. That which I want to do, I can't do. Until he got it straight with the word and got renewed in the spirit of his mind, and that subconscious started lining up. That's why you speak the word. Put the word in there. I gave an example a while back. I feel I need to give it again. Why it's important to speak the word of God and not speak things that you don't really believe. People, you know, they're those that say certain things all the time. They don't really believe it. And then when it comes to the word of God, they got some turmoil, got some trouble. Now they go to the word and start speaking the word. And your subconscious start laughing at you. Because all the stuff you were saying, you didn't believe it anyway. You know. My feet are killing me. Every night you get home from work, my feet killing me. I've been saying that for years. Your feet kill every night, but they ain't killed you yet. So your subconscious saying, all right. And then you get a situation where you all of a sudden, now you want to start confessing the word. Your subconscious say, hey, come on. Just might as well quit that. Because you don't believe nothing you say. You've been saying your feet killing you. You don't believe that. But you say it. You say by his stripes you're healed. You don't believe that. You're just saying it. You see, that's the reason why you speak. Let your yea be yea and your nay, nay. Speak truth. That's all right to tell a joke here and there, but you know, that's a joke. I'm talking about when you get down to the nitty gritty, what you're saying, you believe what you are saying. And not just saying idle words. that are not employed. Unemployed words. Why? Because in the long run, your subconscious ain't going to let you go anywhere. It's not going to let it manifest. It's not anybody else's fault. It's your fault. It's not what they say about you. It's what you say about you. It's not what they think about you. It's what you are thinking. As you think, so are you. Take ownership and responsibility for that. So, again, they were brought into the realm of the king, and the king found them to be better than all the others. Now, at the next chapter, we see where Daniel interpreted a dream about the golden image to Nebuchadnezzar. Now, notice, God gave Daniel, because they obeyed him, God gave him understanding in all visions and dreams. He was equipping him for his destiny, just like Joseph was equipped. Joseph had dreams, right? When he got in prison. See, I mean, that's how much lower can you go? Wearing the stripes, you're in jail. No hope of any future, anything. I mean, see, understand this. In reality, Joseph couldn't read Genesis chapter 32 or 27. He couldn't read those chapters. Oh, this is what's going to happen, huh? He can read that. He believed God. But, I mean, he had to walk through that thing. And here he is, having obeyed God and in the lowest part of his life. But, again, what was the manifestation? Favor. I still haven't figured out, maybe somebody can help me someday, I haven't figured out how you can give a prisoner the keys to the jail. Joseph had the keys. He was in charge. That's how trusted he was. That's how much favor God gave to him. He was a man of integrity, and he was in jail wrongfully. But then when the time came for his deliverance, what did God give him? God gave the Pharaoh a dream. And Joseph had interpretation of dreams. His whole ministry was about dreams. Well, Daniel was the same. Daniel was given, when they obeyed God, Daniel was given knowledge and wisdom and interpretation of all dreams and visions. God was preparing him for his destiny. Amen? What has God given you? Have you even identified it? What are your limitations? Where are your boundaries? What are you about? You can't be like Mike. I just want to be like Mike. No, you can't be the goat. What has God given you? Have you identified it? Are you allowing God to perfect that in your life? Do you know your limits? Your boundaries? You can't just do because somebody else is doing. Well, does it work for one? It work for no, it don't. Nadab and Abihu thought because they were priest's sons that they can offer sacrifices. The fire came down. God said, all right, I'm going to show you a sacrifice. You're going to be the sacrifice. They offered a sacrifice in disobedience to Aaron, outside of Aaron's jurisdiction and rule, and fire came down and consumed them. How about those priests that were arguing with Aaron who should be the priest? God said, have everybody cut a rod and put it in the ark. And the person whose rod buds, that's the one. All the other rods were bare. But overnight, Aaron's rod budded. It wasn't even connected to anything except the presence of God.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on mentors and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world. Please pray for a robust revival in our nation, that we may honor this covenant in God's perfect time.